Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. Today I have Jean Adrian with me, and we're going to talk about a bunch of different things that are going on. Obviously, we do a little bit of what's going on in the sky or astrology wise, and we'll talk about a new author that I'm going to be interviewing, and we'll add in some stuff that Jean has, and we're just going to play today because that's what we like doing best anyway. So
it's summer.
There you go.
Almost.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the solstice, so it is almost summer.
That's right. Yep. It's a good one. So we finally gotten out of the Mercury retrograde.
Yay.
And we have a little bit of the shadow left, but we're at a Mercury retrograde, and yes, Saturn did go back into Scorpio for like 3 months. Neptune's also retrograde right now, so yeah, again, just be aware of your dreams and look for, you know, what's illusion, what's not illusion. It's one of those times. We just have to start, you know, letting ourselves play a little. Yes, we're going to have Venus go retrograde next month, which is usually a little bit challenging for women. And, you know, it's all about beauty, so it's also, you know, it could create some challenges for weddings that are going to be this summer. It could create a few things. We'll talk about that next month. But yeah, so just be aware. It's just a tool. It's just something to help you have a deeper awareness of what's going on around you, so that if things are affecting you, there may be some validity in this. But it's, you know, it's not to be taken as, you know, rule or God. It's just a tool. It's a tool to assist you. So don't let it impact you in a negative way. Just be aware. Like, I think the last vestiges of Saturn going into Scorpio means that we're getting ready for the gift of what we've learned over these, you know, these last 3 years, which have been kind of challenging. So whatever you've still been working on, especially around December of last year, this will be an opportunity to sort of really let go of it. So whatever has been really big for you. So I think for me, it's been around health, and Saturn is in my sixth house, I believe, right now. So it is all about health. And so Scorpio? No, I don't think Scorpio is in my sixth house. I'm not sure where it is, but I do know that it, for me, it's been all around health. So I've been working on that, and I think that's probably the thing that kind of triggers me. So, yeah. Anyway, welcome, Jean.
Well, I've been working on that, but I've been working on relationships, and let me just pull my little chart out and see where Scorpio is in my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, my ninth house.
Hmm.
So, what is the ninth house?
Isn't the ninth house it's spirituality, I think.
Okay.
Well,
it's right up at the top of the chart. Because I have Scorpio, my moon is in Scorpio, and it's in my ninth house.
And you've never, yeah, it's philosophy. So it's about spirituality and philosophy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, so just, it's a tool. It's not meant to rule you. It's meant to guide you, as all tools are. So just, you know, it's things to be aware of. So if you're feeling a little depressed, or you're feeling the energy around you that's a little depressed this summer, you know, it could be Venus. And it often depresses women. So just be aware so that it doesn't have to, you know, rule your life. It doesn't have to impact you the same way. So they're just things to be aware of. So you pick two cards, DNA cards.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple of years back, I created this deck of cards. My guides told me that at one point in the evolution of the human species, we had 142 strands of DNA, not just two. And because there is no loss in the divine plan, you know, we still have all 144 strands of DNA. They're just in another one of our etheric bodies or another dimensional attribute of ourselves or whatever. But when we gave away our DNA, what we didn't realize was we were giving away our gifts, our attributes of Christ consciousness. And so they told me that it was my job, if I chose to accept it, to receive 142 pictures or glyphs that would each hold the energy of one of these latent strands of DNA and the associated attribute of Christ consciousness. So, of course, I immediately started arguing with them and said, well, I don't know how to draw. Then they said, well, we'll help you. So, you know, draw I did. And
how ironic. Yeah. Was that really kind of the beginning of you learning how to paint the way you do?
Because
you're pretty amazing.
My creativity. Yeah, absolutely. And because I got so excited when these cards started coming in and that I could draw.
Right.
I mean, it was like, holy moly, I didn't know I could do this, you know? And I was bringing them in too fast. I was bringing them in six a day because I didn't want to stop, you know? And I made myself sick because I was running too much energy through my body. I was starting to have heart palpitations and atrial fib, and my blood pressure went through the roof, you know? And I tried to tell my guides that they were going to have to back off because they were killing me. And they said, no, you back off. We didn't ask you to play this like a race.
Right.
It's not a contest. I was like, oh, I did that?
You know,
anyway.
It is funny how we always do that, though, right?
I know. But yeah, you know, and so that really was the beginning of me beginning to play with my artistic abilities. So the two cards that I pulled, the first one I pulled is called Maturity. And it's a beautiful card. It's almost kind of, it's sort of stylized, sort of like the Om, but doesn't have the little tail on the back of the three and the little circle with a smiley face underneath it. But it's three separate scrolly lines that almost look like a three. And what it says about this is that we now have fully accepted our essence, our mission, and our divinity, and our being is matured now. So I'm just going to put the frequency of the DNA strand of maturity out for you, sending it to you, and I'm sending it to all the listeners so that you can activate maturity now.
Nice.
And the second one almost looks Arabic, but this one is called Meaning. You're now able to reconnect with your mission and purpose for this incarnation. You have the tools and the clarity to enact your vision. And I'm sending that frequency out onto the airwaves. I'm sending it to you, Lori.
Thank you.
And to anyone who hears this, activate Meaning now.
Cool.
Yeah. So happy new moon.
Oh, is it this
tomorrow?
Week? Tomorrow already?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And the new moon is in. Let's just see. New moon.
It's in Gemini.
Oh, right. Of course.
And it is together with Mars in the sky.
And then, of course, later on. Is it this week? When's the 21st? Well, technically it's this week if we end our week on a Sunday. You know, it's we're going to have solstice. So we got some nice things happening this week this week. Gemini's always a playful energy. At least it is for me cuz I'm an air sign, but
right.
You know, it's all about communication. And yes, it is the sign of the twins, which means there could be some But I like Gemini. It's good for me.
I tend to find, because I'm not an air sign, I tend to find that Gemini energy can be waffly, you know, like weeble wobble, and today I'm saying this and tomorrow I'm going to say that. And so there's some of that, you know, and you just have to kind of like take it as it flows. But one of the, you know, this Mars energy that's been hanging around so strongly is why it's so hot right now. It's why it's so hot right now, because Mars heats things up.
Yeah, it's not all that hot here, so.
Well, it is in most of the U.S. And, you know, there's a lot of anger stuff going on right now, too. You know, that's a lot of the Mars energy, too.
It can be. Is Mars in retrograde? It's not, though.
No, it's direct.
It's just, it's in Gemini.
Yeah, it's just in Gemini, so. I'm seeing a lot of angry communication.
Since we've gone out of retrograde?
Yes. Just in the last few days.
Maybe something else is going on with that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't look it up because my browsers aren't working right now. So I don't know what to say. Well, Mars definitely does, you know, it can have that kind of energy, but I don't know. I haven't noticed that so much lately. Yeah, okay. So what I did want to talk about was, you know, I've done, you know, that I do my support group with Eric Altman, and we kind of been getting into some interesting stuff. We talked about you know, forgiveness, which I think really is such a huge topic. And then we've talked about, you know, if we're actually playing in our authentic selves. And that's kind of brought up more information maybe around, you know, the story of me, this thing that we kind of created around, you know, who we think we are. And then that's gotten me, you know, thinking a lot about, you know, kind of the things that we've been doing. And then I got this great new book, who I'll be interviewing. His name is Christopher Papadopoulos. And basically the book is called Peace and then And Where to Find It. And it's written, or it's published through Namaste Publishing. And of course, Namaste became big because they published Eckhart Tolle's first book. And you know, they kind of have a great mission statement. And anyway, this book is really, really simple, but it offers some really brilliant suggestions on how to stay in the here and now. And it's all about body awareness and feeling the energy in the body. And the more that you can just do that and just, you know, every moment of the day, just kind of bring that in, that it helps you with your addictions. It helps you with your struggle and your suffering. And it just sort of helps you identify. So everything, again, and we've talked about, you know, how to, you know, really go into your emotions. And, you know, it's a fascinating book. And it offers some really, really cool ideas to just sort of become much, much more aware so that you can be in the now moment, where usually what's happening is we're aware, but we also have this mental dialogue going on all the time. And this mental dialogue is this identity that has our perceptions and our reactions. And, you know, basically he kind of identifies the difference between in the here and now, which is just being present and being, versus where a lot of the times we spend our time where it's more reactive. But also it's interesting because he kind of really identifies that this identity that we have, this story that we have, is really perpetuated, not so much like it's just that we're unconscious. It's just that we're not like, so doing everything we do with more consciousness. So that's where, you know, we got into the conscious eating and, you know, all the things that have come up about being more conscious. I mean, this is kind of just kind of assisting us to sort of really look into this area. And so I thought we'd play with this a little bit as well. And so I think this is going to be kind of a cool interview today. But let's go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart. We're getting to the heart of what matters. I have Jean Adrian with me. If you want more information about Jean, you can go to her website, jeanadrian.com, or myself, Lori Houston, at intuitivesoul.com. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And we're back. This is News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. Jean's with me twice a month, so actually we won't hear from her for 3 weeks now, because this is a longer, this month has 5 Mondays and 5 Tuesdays. So we will hear from her on the 6th, and then of course it will air on the 10th of July. Boy, we'll almost be into all the thick of the summer by then, for sure.
For sure.
For sure. Now, your big holiday, that's your holiday weekend.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Do you want to do a show on the holiday weekend?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Lori, every day's the same for me.
Yeah, I get it.
They're all wonderful.
It's true.
You know, and I play every chance I get.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess what I've been sort of looking at is this story. Like, I've been sort of really being consciously aware. Now, you know, I was distracting myself with some Netflix for this past week, but
not you.
You know, I'd never seen Drop Dead Diva, and I don't know what made me think of wanting to see it, but I started watching and I couldn't stop. So yeah, just the concept of her passing and then going into another body and just the interesting things that she, anyway, it was an interesting show. If you get an opportunity, it's kind of a cute show. But at the same time, integrating this book. So I have noticed that, you know, whenever, because, you know, I don't eat when I'm hungry. I really eat went to distract myself, or I eat to fill something. And so this body awareness stuff is really quite effective. And so part of, I mean, the first thing that they recommend is the breathing aspect and following your breathing. But not just following your breathing, like feeling that as you breathe in, the intake of your breath is cooler, and that as you breathe out, it is warmer. Mm-hmm. So the more you can get into your body, the more you can be aware of what's going on. And if you can feel energy in your body, that's great. But then the next part of that is once you start breathing, you can do that, then relax your muscles. And what I noticed is I keep my jaw tense. And if I keep my jaw tense, my shoulders are tense. Mm-hmm. So it's just like the three main parts of our bodies that we should, you know, connect in with is our jaw, our shoulders, and our solar plexus. Or alternately, opening your heart. And opening your heart will do all that. And then there's some really cute quick fixes. And the easiest one is to yawn. And if you yawn like three times, your body automatically relaxes. But I'm a pretty aware person of my body, but I never got, like, basically his whole thought is when we're doing, is that when we're in movement, most of the time we're unconscious. And most of the time is when we're doing and in movement, we have specific muscles that are contracted. Just because that's kind
of the nature of the body.
It's kind of the nature of the body, not. It's the nature of the body because of how our story of me affects it. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, like our body only needs certain muscles to move. But when we tense up either our jaw, shoulders, or solar plexus, or alternately our heart, because that's all encompassing our heart, we're not in the now moment, and we're causing more suffering or more stress to our body. So it's really quite fascinating. Like I found the whole book really, it's very simple. It's really powerful on some of the things. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm doing my interview live with him next Monday. So it will be aired on the 19th, no, the 26th. And so I'm really looking forward to talking to him because he feels like he's one of those people, which kind of what Namaste is going for, the publishing houses. He feels like he's in an enlightened state. And I'm curious to find out because he does talk about the dissolving of your ego. And so I really want to talk about that with him because it may just be his definition of what ego is. But you know, because a lot of people that I've worked with, we've kind of come to the understanding that, you know, the ego will stay. The ego stays
out of necessity.
Well, yeah, like it's like ignoring a piece that is really who you are. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. Because, I mean, you know, I've always believed that Eric is pretty enlightened. I mean, he pretty much believes he is conscious and aware like 85% of the time, which is pretty powerful.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd like to be able to say that. And he definitely believes in the ego. And, you know, he's made comments where he was invited to meet with the Dalai Lama and stuff. And anyway, he's got some interesting stories about the Dalai Lama and our emotions are part of us, and the ego without the ego sounds like we don't necessarily, I don't know. It'll be interesting to hear what he has to say, because I have lots of questions about, you know.
I mean, my thought about it is that the ego, again, is a necessary part of us, but that rather than dissolving the ego, perhaps what we need to look at doing is finding balance.
Right.
You know, between the ego and our higher self and our heart.
Right.
You know, and
if we
bring it into alignment.
If we don't create story around the things that happen, right, that's usually what happens is it mm-hmm. becomes the story of me. And to move into a more, I mean, I just did a teleconference with Thomas Campbell, which I love. And mm-hmm. we were talking about consciousness and, you know, it's, we talked about the story of me, so to speak. I mean, it's really just about, the big thing that I love about him is that, you know, when it's ego, it's about you or me, like it's about me.
Right.
When it's what we're moving towards, when we move towards love, it's about other. So mm-hmm. it's about the kindness and sharing of other. It's not about me. And so this story of me, like it's, we get so caught up in our perceptions and our beliefs. Like it, we really, it really is kind of, it gets really messy.
Yeah. You know, you said something a few minutes ago that reminded me, I was on a webinar with Alaya Dow, this past Monday. And she said something that rang a bell with me. And you mentioned something a moment ago when you were talking about being present in the body that I feel like I should share this.
Yes.
She was talking about neck and shoulder pain. Mm. And that when we exhibit neck and shoulder pain, many times it's an indicator to us from our body that we are carrying an old agreement that's not ours and that is perhaps no longer appropriate or probably wouldn't be causing pain if it was appropriate. And so I, you know, I've been looking at that a lot for the last week to try to identify all the old agreements that I've made either consciously or sometimes by default. You know, we tend to get into a lot of agreements by default. And since I was speaking, I spoke at the Unity Church here in Blairsville, yesterday, and my topic was the four agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz.
Right.
So I've been really focusing on agreements.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with our story of me.
Yeah.
You know, it's where what we have agreed to, because, you know, once you make that agreement, it's almost kind of like a contract.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the agreements are really positive, like the universal laws, you know, and Don Miguel's four agreements. But some of the agreements we get involved in that are unconscious or that perhaps were made by one of our ancestors or us in another lifetime or us in another dimension that we have gone, okay, well, I'll accept that as an agreement. Maybe they're not so healthy.
Right.
You know?
Well, definitely. I mean, this is the piece where we need to sort of become aware of, but then there, the trick is to not allow it in our story, like to not get too mentally caught up in identifying and analyzing and, you know, moving into that, but just to keep bringing yourself back to the present moment.
Right.
And to not let those things that we think are, or don't even, aren't even aware of, but just that the more we keep going into, I don't know, the past, the future, like the past and the future is the story of me. Like we're all, we seem to get over concerned about, you know, what's happened to us and where we're going.
Well, you know, and there's a whole paradox around that too, because so many of the spiritual and metaphysical teachers today talk to us about conscious creation and about that we need to envision what we want to create in our life. You need to hold the vision and go out into that vision and feel how you feel and, you know, la, 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 la. All of that is not in the present moment. None of it is. So right. you get caught up in, okay, well, so how do I consciously create my reality by holding the vision and feeling the feelings and all of that kind of stuff and stay in the present breath and now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is it, right? This is some aspect that we seem to get really, I don't know, attached to. Like we, you know, as soon as it triggers something, whether it's a memory or it's, you know, as soon as it brings our thoughts into it, like if we have no control, like that's usually what happens with our addictions. We have no control. We do things because, I mean, and I do get that this is good, but, you know, the brain training program that we are sharing on the virtual gastric band. I mean,
right, yes.
What it wants is for all of these thoughts and beliefs to become unconscious, mm-hmm. which is, it is a good thing. However, we want to be conscious at all times. So there's even a dichotomy there of, right. Okay, is this what I want? But I do get that this will be still very helpful. But at the same time, you know, it's a distraction, right? These are things, like we keep our lives in a state of distraction. Now, whether that's called the ego or just, you know, whether the story of me is the ego or however we define this, I mean, I think it has something to do with definition. I think this is where we kind of get caught up. But at the same time, as soon as we try to define things, as soon as we get, you know, all of our mental, you know, analyzing, you know, changing, doing, you know, that becomes the story of me because we become identified with it. So it is a lot of a paradox because we kind of like, we just keep doing this thing. So it is funny in some sense.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to love those dichotomies, don't we?
Don't ya? Yeah. But you know, it's interesting because a lot of the pieces that he gives us, I mean, they're pretty easy. I mean, you know, when you're, before you wake up, you know, as you're waking up, as you're going to sleep, like just do a full body scan and feel the energy and then allow the energy to move. Like the more things you can bring yourself, your consciousness back into your body, the more you're in the now moment. And the less your mind becomes involved. Now, obviously, we're not going to get rid of our brain. We're not going to get rid of the, you know, the natural aspects of this body. But this, I mean, he kind of talks about how everything happens, like the struggle, all of the pain and the suffering and the struggle really come from this story and how we identify it and therefore how we perceive all the things that happen in our lives. And the perceptions are all about, you know, all the different things that we feel happen to us. And because we think they happen to us, they're part of this story of me, which really interferes with all the relationships we've had and all of our understandings and all of our ability to stay in this now moment. It's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just playing with it because I think it's kind of a cool way of looking at, you know, what kind of is going on in the world and how to sort of help us sort of step outside of that.
Right.
So I've been playing with it and having a little bit of fun with it. But it is kind of cool because it is much simpler than we realize. And then there's an exercise on loving kindness and how it's a cool exercise. It's like picture someone in your life that you just have ultimate love for, just unconditional love that makes your heart, you know, swell. And to then think of somebody that's neutral and then think of somebody that is probably on the end of the spectrum. And it doesn't have to be someone, it can be something. And then play with that energy. Obviously, you spend the least amount of time in what is really negative, but you go from the positive one, the one where it's 100% love or as open as your heart can get, and then you go to the neutral one, and then you feel the difference between the open 100% and the neutral, and feel how there might be a slight restriction when you go into the neutral one. And then go back into the 100% one. So completely open up your heart and then feel the difference between the negative one. And then eventually what the idea is to take it. So there's two parts to the exercise. The second part is to look at the body, world, and universe, and to experience those three and how you kind of feel in those three. And then work it so that the one that is the most positive, and then go into the neutral one, and then try and open your heart the same way as you can in the positive one as you can the neutral one, and then eventually the negative one as well, so that you can open up and you can feel your heart. You can feel when your heart sort of starts to restrict. You can feel when the energy isn't as open, and then eventually, even if you're in the worst, your heart will be open. And as long as your heart's open, your body isn't tight, your shoulders are relaxed, your jaw's relaxed, everything's open, and you won't be in as much of a reactive place, so that when things you think happen to you or perceive are happening to you, they stop affecting you the way your body reacts when you're in these states. So it is a really great book. If we, if you want to interview him on your show, I definitely recommend it. It's just kind of a cool little book to assist you in playing in the now.
That's fabulous. And so when we're off the air, will you please send me his contact information?
I definitely will.
Cool beans. And I love that exercise.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go to our last break. You are listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. If you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com, myself, intuitivesoul.com, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions, or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
Welcome back. You are listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. We've been kind of playing around with different thoughts. We've been talking about what's been happening astrology-wise. We've been talking about the new book that I've been looking at. So the story of me, there's a lot more we can go into this, but we just sort of been sort of bringing up some of the concepts and some of the exercises, and it's kind of a cool thing. So definitely join me on that interview, because that should be very interesting. So expect that up next week. So if you want more information about Jean, you can go to her website, jeanadrian.com, myself, intuitivesoul.com. All right, so we thought at break we would do a clearing around this new moon because Jean believes it's a really powerful one. I have been trying to get up my information, and I actually believe I remember reading that. But right now, for some reason, none of my browsers are working.
Gee, you'd think that we were still in Mercury retrograde.
I know. I'm looking to see if I have any viruses or something, but all I'm getting is a couple of little things. They should not be affecting. But anyway, so we thought we'd do a clearing around that because there is some power in this new moon. So, Jean.
Yeah, well, there's power in every new moon,
of course.
But this particular one feels really big to me. I woke up this morning just almost in this, like a kid waiting for Christmas tomorrow kind of thing, you know? So I don't know. And I woke up before 6 a.m. I went to the gym. I was at the gym by 7:15. That's how fired up I am today. So yeah. I don't know what it's all about, but hey, I'm going to take it. So yeah, let's take a moment and let's do a clearing. It's just a surrender into asking spirit to help us to release any and all blocks that are potentially holding us back from locating the doorway to our highest potential, our path of, highest potential of into, all of the love and the prosperity and the success and the perfect health that we desire in our lives.
Okay, what I'm reading on it, because I'm using my phone, is that it presents opportunities to commit to personal goals that express the positive energies of the sign of the twins. It's a time to improve our communication skills by listening to others, enjoying other points of view, rather than doggedly seeking to find the one elusive answer. It's a good cycle in which to reevaluate our communication and social skills by questioning just how much we actually take in information and communicate in a friendly, non-threatening manner. So it's aligned with Mars, offering us the wherewithal to stick with our plans, but we should avoid jumping the gun.
Okay. All right. So let's see. The first card we're going to pull is the red card, the source card. Okay. So the source on this lifetime. And this is something that happened to us before we were 5 years old, before we really, hardened in on understanding the difference between the story of me and the story of not me. Okay, so the next card I'm going to pull, the next two cards I'm going to pull are the orange cards. So these are the setup, what happened to us. And so what it says is we were punished for something we didn't do and we didn't feel loved. And the third card set is the soul reaction set, the yellow cards. And the soul reaction on this is that our heart was shut down very early on, closing us, closing the door to possibilities. And the stuck belief is I have to struggle. Literally, it says I have to struggle to earn love. So let's do the clearings. So everybody just take a moment and go back and find yourself, 3 or 4 years old, where you felt like you got punished for something you didn't do and you didn't feel loved. And you bought into a belief in struggle. And take a moment now and forgive. Forgive everybody involved. Forgive your parents. Forgive a kindergarten teacher, perhaps. Forgive a playmate. Forgive yourself. And then take your little child, this little toddler, preschool you, by the hand. And the two of you walk together into St. Germain's beautiful violet flame of transformation. And just allow all the struggle to be burned away and all the blocks that are keeping you from manifesting your heart's desire and believing you can. And the final card says to let that little child release all of their fear. So something happened early on that set up a bunch of fear for us. And so just let the child throw away the fear. The image that I'm seeing is a child blowing its nose at a Kleenex and then throwing the Kleenex away. So just let your child blow out all of its fears and then throw them away. Cool. Okay. And we receive blessings from the angels for having the courage to do this work today. So let's pull three of the angel blessing violet cards. The first one says synchronistic flow and good fortune. The second one says union and the acceptance of love from yourself, from your family, from your partner, and from Mother, Father, God. And the final blessing is renewed faith in yourself. Well, it covers just about every area, doesn't it? And it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment now and give thanks. Give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides, to Creator God, and to yourself.
Now, I remember when talking to you before we started the show that I was going to talk about all of this stuff about peace and the story of me, and you had something that you wanted to bring in because you had an experience that you had, and it was around faith.
Yeah. So yesterday I taught a workshop after I spoke, and the workshop was on manifesting miracles. And so I kind of laid out for the people in the workshop a plan, a program that they could use to sort of write down what they wanted to manifest, a miracle, and just sort of like work around some of the tools that I've used in the past to help manifest that miracle. And then after they'd written all their stuff down, then I did an inner speak clearing, a full-blown clearing, to release all the blocks that were holding us back. And it went back to a past life that took place in like 113 AD, I think, in what is now Turkey. And so most of the people in the room were men in that lifetime. One person was a woman, but only one out of the whole group, which is interesting. And each person had a different sort of setup around what happened to them. But what I found was that the common result of this lifetime, the trauma in this lifetime, was that the second chakra was severely damaged. It wasn't just blocked, but it was like somebody had taken a chainsaw to it. It was macerated, making it impossible to bring, to nurture one's creation to fulfillment. And what it said that damage was doing was it was keeping one from being faithful. So we had quite a discussion about what it means to be faithful to yourself and to your creations. And what I took away from that was that, when we put out a dream to the universe that we desire to manifest in our life, then we're supposed to let it go. We're supposed to give it to the universe with the knowledge and the understanding and the trust and the faith that it's already ours, that or something better has already happened. But more often than not, what ends up happening is the ego gets involved in it. Yeah. And starts that whole thing about, you don't really deserve that, and that could not happen, that whole thing, all that mind chatter. And then we end up negating what we had requested on the universe, and we never see it manifest.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting, that choice of words that the inner used about being faithful. You know, all of our religious background talks about being faithful, you know, but we've always taken that to mean something different.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the faithfulness is that trusting in ourself.
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting concept. I mean, it certainly falls around trust and, you know, whether we feel safe and, you know, all the different things that come around with that. And, mm-hmm. You know, faith, it's interesting because I had a client come to a conclusion about faith, and, you know, he lost his mom at a very young age, and they have two adopted boys, and he thinks that all three of them sort of have no faith, where his wife, he believes, has a lot of faith. So it's interesting because that concept has come up just this week with me. So, I'll have to look at it more. I mean, I certainly have been looking at the aspect of trust and how, you know, we quite often don't feel safe to trust. So,
right.
We don't feel safe. And if we don't feel safe, then it has to do with our, you know, our gut or our gut brain and, you know, how to sort of open that up, where trust has a lot to do with our heart. So it's interesting because they're kind of different things, but yet at the same time, they need to be interconnected. There has to be a way of allowing them all to sort of play in this aspect of ourselves to help us, you know, get out of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Very cool. Well, I think that is our show.
Wow.
It's kind of
time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? At least I think it's been about that time. So, I think we could, if you have any, more comments, I mean, we could kind of close it off with something, to sort of play with, but I mean, definitely, you know, some of the things that I talked about with regards to this book, I mean, if you want, you know, practice, you know, becoming more aware of your body. And, you know, if you're aware of the subtle energies, I've been aware of my subtle energies, I think, for a very, very long time, but that's just because I'm very clairsentient. I'm very much a feeling person. So I, you know, that's easy for me. But for some people, it's not so easy. Some people, you know, I can feel my heartbeat when I'm sleeping or, you know, when I'm relaxed. I know, you know, I kind of know what's going on in my body, but I really like how simple it can be to sort of just get out of your head. And that's what we need to do, because it our head kind of dictates and takes over and is in control. And we want our hearts to be in control. That was one of the things we were going to talk about, is the difference between wants and desires, our needs and wants and our desires, which is our dreams. So that, I guess it'll be a next show.
Okay.
We got lots going on. We lots to play with. All right. If you want more information about Jean, go to our website, jeanadrian.com. Myself is intuitivesoul.com. We offer a special for those of you who would like to take a half hour with the two of us. We don't offer this except on our radio shows, but neither one of us offer a half hour reading or healing with anybody. So we do this just for our listeners. If you want to take advantage of that, you can contact us through our websites. Both of us, you know, have a contact information on our website. You can also use my toll-free number, which is 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. And we've been getting to the heart of what matters. You've been listening to News for the Heart, and we'll be back next week.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instantfeedback@bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.